the trial of four men accused of falsely imprisoning and attacking a man who was beaten and branded with the word rat has begun in the Special Criminal Court. The alleged victim, Barry Moore, refused to give evidence before the non-jury court this morning after being held in custody overnight to ensure his attendance. Our reporter Diane Connor was at today's hearing. She's on the line. Diane, this trial began with a caution from the judge. What did she say?
That's right. The trial is underway in the Special Criminal Court. It's a non-jury court and there are three judges sitting there. So it got underway with a very stern warning from Ms. Justice Karen O'Connor. She said any attempts to place a witness under pressure would not be tolerated. And she said if this arised, that person would be put out of the court without any delay. So Barry Moore is the alleged victim in this trial and he was arrested yesterday morning on foot of a bench warrant, which was issued after he had failed on several occasions to turn up in court. So he was brought before a sitting of the Special Criminal Court yesterday evening, during which Detective Inspector Liam Donoghue said that while he had sympathy for Barry Moore, who he believed was gripped by fear, he believed it was necessary for him to be remanded in custody so that this trial of his four alleged attackers could commence, which it was doing so this morning. So Barry Moore was actually remanded in custody last night and brought before the court this morning. He sat on one side of the courtroom while the four accused sat opposite him, and the four men were then arraigned and they pleaded not guilty to all the charges against them, which include false imprisonment and assault. Now, prosecuting counsel is Garnet Orr, and he opened the trial then by outlining the state's case against the four men. He said Barry Moore called to the house on Sheep Hill Avenue in Blanchardstown to collect a child's tracksuit. And Mr. Orange said it was initially normal conversation in the shed at the back of the house. And then Jason Hennessy attacked Barry Moore, striking him across the face. Now, Mr. Orange went on then to outline a lengthy assault on Mr. Moore, the subject to. He was hit repeatedly with a lengthy iron bar, he said, on the legs and arms. And so severe and so strong was that iron bar that one of his arms were broken. The court was told that the men then questioned him and made allegations about Barry Moore, believing he had given information to some people that they weren't friendly with. And Mr. Orange then said after this interrogation, the assault resumed and an object for branding was produced, and the judges were told this was a bespoke object with letters on it that said rat, and a camping stove was used in the shed to heat it up. Now, it was used, we're told, to stamp on Mr. Moore's body. And then Mr. Orange said that the men considered that it wasn't hot enough, so it was put back on the stove, and he said heated again, and then applied a number of more occasions to his torso, his face and his head. And he also alleged that more objects were used to simulate drowning or waterboarding as a further means of questioning Mr. Moore. Now, Mr. Orange said that Mr. Moore was threatened with a number of other things as well, and a Stanley knife was held to his ear and threats that both ears would be cut off. But Mr. Orange said that eventually Mr. Moore was allowed to leave the shed and he managed to make his way to his father's house, where the emergency services were called at 8:45 p.m.
So Barry Moore then, Diane, as I understand it, he was called to give evidence. What happened?
Yeah, so when Garnet Orange finished giving his opening statement, he said he was calling Barry Moore as a witness to the stand. Barry Moore didn't move from where he was sitting and he could be very quietly saying, almost like a mutter, "I am not giving evidence." And Garnet Orange said again, "I am formally calling Barry Moore to the stand." And again, Barry Moore made no move to get out of that chair. There was a guard sitting on either side of him. So the prosecuting counsel then, he asked the judge to treat this as the situation where Barry Moore is refusing to give evidence. So the trial then actually resumed, and statements that Barry Moore made to the Gardaí the day after the alleged attack while he was in hospital being treated for his injuries were then read to the court. A detective guard, Stuart Gleeson, from the detective unit in Blanchardstown was called to the witness stand. He told the court that he visited Barry Moore in hospital on the 13th of February 2025. He said that Barry Moore had visible injuries to his face. He said there were burn marks with the lettering rat on the left-hand side and the right-hand side of his head and on his forehead. He also said there were burn marks with the same lettering on his stomach and his back, and that there were actually multiple burn marks on his body. And Detective Garda Gleeson said that Mr. Moore's right arm was in a cast and that Mr. Moore told him that it was broken. So Barry Moore gave a statement to the Gardaí that day, and a second statement arrived that afternoon after he had been transferred to James's hospital because his burns were so severe. In that statement, and I'll quote from it here, Barry Moore said that the beating lasted an hour or more. I was kept against my will. My face and body were completely destroyed. And he went on to say they held me hostage and beat me. And he said, I thought I was going to die. He went on and outlined in detail what he says happened to him on that day in the shed on Sheephill Avenue, where it was carried out, how it was carried out. And he drew maps to show where the objects were.
Diane, many thanks for that. Diane Connor there, our reporter at the Special Criminal Court.